Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Neil Herland. A disproportionate number of renters who face eviction are disabled. That's according to a new survey by Stats Canada. Of 200,000 people surveyed, 28% of those evicted also reported disabilities. Yvette Brend reports.
Brian Daniel Scott uses an elevator to get upstairs in his wheelchair. His mom, Teresa, says it was hard to find this rental home in Richmond. The last one left her almost paraplegic son showering at a rec center for months.
I can't afford to buy a home, which means I can't support my son 100%.
A recent study by Statistics Canada of evicted renters found that more than a quarter of them also reported having a disability. Damian Collins, a human geographer with the University of Alberta, says evictions often end for renters in higher housing costs.
We definitely see that those folks who experience an eviction end up being worse off because they almost invariably pay more when they secure a new place to live.
Maybe I should hang on to that trailer. I might have to live in it someday with my son and my partner. That's terrifying.
That leaves this mom and others with disabilities with uncertain futures. Yvette Brand, CBC News, Vancouver.
In Sydney, Australia, the Bondi Westfield Shopping Centre reopened today for the first time since a man with a knife killed six people last week. Rohan Anderson witnessed the deadly rampage. He says it would have been worse without Australia's strict gun laws.
It's a reminder of the importance around the settings we have in Australia when it comes to weapons and particular guns. My fear level would have been significantly more different if we had guns in Australia, and I kept thinking, thank God this is not America, and thank God that's not what we have to go through.
The stores remain closed today as visitors bring flowers and pay tribute to the victims. The U.S. Senate has voted to end the impeachment trial of Alejandro Mayorkas, the U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security. Chuck Schumer is leader of the Democrats in the U.S. Senate.
This whole impeachment was nothing more than a political show, and we felt very strongly that we had to set a precedent that impeachment should never be used to settle policy disagreements.
It was the first time in nearly 150 years that a U.S. cabinet secretary was impeached by the U.S. Senate. Republicans say Mayorkas failed to stop the migrant crisis at the border with Mexico. Two scientists who first met in Saskatchewan are now teamed up on different sides of the globe to address an emerging health crisis, antimicrobial resistance. That's when bacteria, fungus, and parasites build up resistance to medication like antibiotics. Sam Sampson has more.
There is nothing as gratifying as when your student kind of surpasses you.
Joe Rubin sits in his University of Saskatchewan lab, where the professor of veterinary microbiology worked with his first graduate student, Roshan Matalagama.
He changed me.
Matalagama is now back in Sri Lanka, but the two are still studying antimicrobial resistance, or AMR, together. That's the resistance to antibiotics that make healthcare harder and some treatments riskier. The World Health Organization deems AMR a major global threat, and rates are especially high in Sri Lanka. The immediate worry is vets won't be able to treat illnesses in livestock, which many families depend on. That resistance to treatment could get passed on to humans everywhere.
We need to have a very collective effort.
Matalagama has helped the WHO and the Sri Lanka government on the issue, but now he and Ruben are also helping rural vets detect concerns faster and improve training at the country's National Veterinary Lab, a friendship sparked in Saskatchewan that could fight a global health threat. Sam Sampson, CBC News, Regina.
The Ontario legislature has banned the wearing of keffiyeh scarves, the traditional Palestinian garment, inside the chamber. The speaker says the scarf is a political statement. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Neil Herland.